You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. All right, I'm a little nervous. I'm getting the feeling that I am going to be having my review from the bosses pretty soon. You know how you get a review every now and then, right? And then, you know, they tell you if you're doing good, if they tell you you're doing bad. When they don't say anything, that's when I really get nervous. So, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm doing a good job in radio. I mean, you know, I don't say too much. Have I said No, I'm watching my us. I haven't used any foul language, right? I've been behaving myself. I haven't accidentally urinated when I would giggle on the studio chair. So I think I'm okay. But here's the scoop, guys. You guys can help me keep my job. You want to know how you could keep my job? One of you could help keep my job? Download that Droid app. That free Droid app we have. I gotta tell you, for some reason, my bosses really, really dig this. Now, which bosses? I'm not too sure. All right. Usually, in any sort of situation, you have upper management and you have lower management. Now, I have always done well with lower management. All right. Yeah, the lower management, I've always just, I just, you know, they dig me, I dig them, we always get along. We just always get along. We hang. I've always done good. I think I've just always done good with low as opposed to high. For example, when I sing, I could sing low. See, I could sing low. But it's hard to sing high. See, that's very difficult for me. But you see how good that sounded? Low. I mean, that's American Idol type quality. Low. So I've always done good with low management. I don't like heights in buildings. I think it's a high-low thing. I'm not too good with heights. I like being on the lower floor. When things are going on that are dramatic around me, I like to lay low. Just everything low. After I had a couple kids, my breasts seemed to sag low. You see? So I just always kind of felt at home being with lower management. Now, upper management, I don't think has ever liked me in any job I've had, whether it be the restaurant business, whether it be at the EPA, whether it be, what else have I done? Hospital administration, you know, the upper management, you know, the hi, you know, and that's why I can't sing high. I try. I can't. The whole high stuff, I just don't get. I just don't do well on. So the low, I'm good. The high, I'm not. So anyway, but I think it's the high that I'm really concerned about this Droid app. I think it's like a competition between me and anybody else that has a Droid app. So if any of you have a Droid, please download the Dr. Dahlia app to help me keep my job so the high upper management will still like me, even though everybody in the lower management really dig me and the show. But Dr. Dahlia, what are you worried about? I'm sure upper management is listening to your show. You're right. That's my worry. I think they have listened to the show. You know, sometimes upper management doesn't listen to the show, and I got a fighting chance, but I think that's where everything has gone sour. I think they have actually listened to the show. That is why I have bitten off all my fingernails, and I'm about to start biting off my toenails, because I think somebody listened to the show. But like I said, you can help me save my job by downloading that Droid app. It's for free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. This way, I could tell the upper high management that I've been just rocking it with my listeners, with my truckers and everything, and let them think that I have some sort of an audience. Okay? You got that? So download the Droid app. All right? All right? And then after that, we're all going to lay low. All right, we got a great show for you today. I think we got Donovan working the dials. Yeah, Donovan. Donovan middle management. We got lower management, middle management, upper management. I don't know where Donovan is, but I think Donovan digs the show. You know, I think he really does. So I don't think he's high management, because I mean he's like really, really cool. You know, so anybody you can hang with. That's how you can tell, by the way, too. You know, and I think upper management like wears suits. Yeah, that's another way you could tell. I just never done well with that. All right, so what do we got here? We got a woman who is now free. Breaking news. The woman who was super glued to the toilet in Walmart has been freed. Okay, so we'll talk about that. She just sat on the toilet seat and there was super glue on it. Some idiot. Yes, all right. Looks like artificial lighting may be linked to cancer. All these artificial lights that we have around us, we knew that. Remember that super expensive squiggly light bulb they were pushing that was very expensive, but it was supposed to last a long time, and it's really ugly. It kind of looks like a sperm whose tail is super coiled. That one, right? Remember last year I was discussing how there could be a link to cancer with that one, and the environmentalists were like, no, Dr. Gaia, you're just dissing the light bulb. And I'm like, no, there was a study saying it could cause cancer. Well, it looks like artificial lights can cause cancer. We're going to talk about that. All right. We're also going to talk about, let me see. Now you know why I'm in fear for my job. I guess there's a girl who was in school in Los Angeles. She's on her way to an Ivy League school, and she didn't make valedictorian. So her parents want to sue because she only had to, or she had to settle for salutatorian. I know. And in more lawsuit news, there was a woman who was watching a Little League game, and the 11-year-old catcher threw the ball, hit her in the face. Now she's suing the kid for $150,000. I don't know. I really don't know. What kind of a world are we in? No, if you're going to a Little League game, you're going to get hurt. I brought so much gear. I brought hockey gear to my kids' Little League games because, no offense to my kids, but they throw like their mama. You know, where you try to throw and propel and project the ball forward and it goes backwards. That's just how my kid does it. Or you hit a foul ball and it goes behind, you know, into the crowd. They're like me. They got that from their mama. And so I was in full-blown hockey gear. I had umbrellas. I had goggles. I think I even had a scuba tank. I mean, I was scared to death when my kids were playing Little League. So I think that just comes with the territory. You should know. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water. And at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95. And when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Taking your calls, your emails, your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the jurors are now in sequestered. Sequestration, is that the noun form? So I guess, what does that mean for the Sandusky trial and the jurors? Well, I guess they're going to probably be deliberating over the next couple days. They get no Twitter, no Facebook, no smartphones, no radio, no laptops, no iPads. Telephones were removed from the hotel rooms and the televisions. The 12 jurors are deliberating the child molestation charges against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. I thought he was also defense coordinator, wasn't he? All right. They have no access to news, social media, the Dr. Dahlia Show, no friends, no family. If they want to contact relatives, they must go through court officials. Even personal interactions with other jurors are limited, as they can only talk about the trial that binds them when they deliberate as a group. I don't even think they could, I don't think they could even talk to the other jurors. I don't think they could go out into the hall saying, hey, you know, bring up some ice. I don't think they could, they could do that. I don't know if they run around the halls in underwear. How do you do that? Have any of you been in a sequestered jury? And what do you do if you have kids? How many days are you usually sequestered, and how, you know, what length of time are you away from the kids? I've never been sequestered. It would be a nice holiday from the kids if you really think about it. But all I know is after a day or two, I don't know how long I can. I mean, it's almost like you're kind of in prison. I mean, you can't go out really. I don't think you're allowed to go out. You can't watch TV. You can't Facebook. You can't check your messages. No iPhone. That's got to be difficult. My biggest worry would be to check on my mom and check on the kids. I don't know how you would do it. I don't. And no, I don't think you get out of jury duty if you have kids or a mother you're, you know, taking care of or anything. I don't think so. If you have a bad period, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure everybody has used every excuse in the book. But then again, I would want to serve on a jury. I mean, I'd want to do my civic duty. It's just I would be kind of nervous. And the reason why I'm, if I could extend my nervousness with this, is if these people are sequestered over the weekend, by the end of the weekend, being away from their home, their kids, and we talked about people being away from their Facebook and people being away from their smartphone. You go through withdrawal. I mean, we are becoming a crazier, mas loca population. And would some of the jurors, just to get home and get out of that sequestration, again, if I'm using the noun correctly, they may just say, whatever, majority rules. Guilty, you guys have with this guilt? No, innocent? Drop, acquit him, acquit Jerry Sandusky. I'm fine with that. Let's just go home. I wish I could find out if any of you have been a part of a jury. I mean, does that happen? You may not even be able to disclose it. But are there people that around you that want to get home, want to be able to communicate with their office, with their loved ones, just saying to heck with this, whatever, to make this verdict come quicker? Honestly, if I was ever being tried, I don't think I would want to be tried by a jury that needs to be sequestered. Now, I know there's attorneys out there probably listening going, Dahlia, you don't know what you're talking about. You want the jury sequestered so they can't watch the media, you know, witch hunt you and, you know, crucify you such that they could be biased. But on the other hand, If these guys want to go home, or these moms, you know, they need to breastfeed, and they're becoming engorged, and the pump is breaking, and they can't go and get a new pump because they can't go to Walmart. I'm sure breastfeeding moms probably get some sort of a break, or they get to put off their jury duty. But yeah, you see what I mean? I don't think people in these juries really like being locked up in a hotel room, especially if it's over the weekend. You know, I can understand, like, look, tomorrow morning we'll make a decision. But if it's a Friday night and you're being sequestered and you aren't even going to be able to continue with your work till Monday. Again, I don't know much about the whole jury process. I'd love to hear from you all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I mean, my guess is one of these people wants to go home. And I don't think they're going to sit there and really dissect the law and dissect the testimony if they don't want to be there. See, that's the problem. You know, people used to want to do jury duty. You know, some of these cases I would love to be on. Some of these cases I think would be fascinating. But unfortunately, when you're barely making a living and you're being taken away from work and it's unpaid, and I guess jury duty, you make $17 a day or whatnot, whatever they pay. You're going to have people that don't want to be there. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we should pay people more. I don't think you could pay people enough to want to do jury duty in terms of people that don't want to be there. I mean, if they want to be by their loved ones and be with their kids, or be at work because they have to run the office, I don't think you could put a price tag on it. I think these people are going to want to get done as quickly as possible and say, get me out of here. See, I've been an expert witness for a couple cases, and you see the jury members, they're bored. I mean, I see it from the witness stand. they're bored. So I always try to make it interesting. Whenever I'm on the witness stand, I always try to make it interesting. I always throw jokes. You know, the judge is like, doctor, can you please stick to the point? I'm like, sorry, judge. Yes, judge, that's fine. Thank you, judge. Mm, of course, judge. You know, and then, yeah, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I'm like, amen. No, no, I'm appropriate. Your hand's on the Bible. But anyway, I like to make it interesting because I'm bored. You know, when you're a witness and you have to wait, you have to sit, it gets boring. And I love making eye contact with the jurors and talking to them. And well, no, you can't talk to them, but, you know, smiling. Because I know that they're sitting there going, I can't go home and watch Deadliest Catch when Dr. Dahlia can. So I get it. I get it. It's tough. But anyway, my worry is the longer these juries go, the less objectivity you may get from each juror. Because they probably want to get home. Now, in some of these high-profile cases, I believe some of them could later write a book, or they could come on Oprah. I'm not sure. Like I said, I've never been a part of a jury of one of these high-profile cases. And again, I apologize if I sound not very educated on the subject, because I was not there for the O.J. Simpson trial. I was not asked to serve on the Casey Anthony trial. I mean, I'm just not, you know, no, I really haven't been asked to. I'm sure there'll be a case, and hopefully it'll be a nice, good, juicy, interesting one. But, I mean, maybe there's some incentive for some jurors, because then they get to later, I guess, write a book or sell the rights to the story. I've never read a book written by a juror, have you? I mean, so we were sequestered and we sat in the room. There was no TV, no Twitter. I would fall asleep just reading their book. That's probably what they do. They probably sit there and they write their book, I guess. So anyway, that's what's going on. I just hope that they're as objective as they can be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the Miss Klein, the teacher who was bullied on the New York bus, the bus monitor, has now, I guess, received donations of over $550,000 just in 2 days. That's what was raised. She can't believe it. I guess it's called Let's Give Karen the Bus Monitor H. Klein a Vacation. So Karen Klein, she was being interviewed today. She looked shocked. I guess Southwest Airlines offered her 9 round-trip tickets to Disneyland, is it? For her and her friends to take 9 of her friends to Disneyland on Southwest, I believe, including a hotel. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. So I just think it's amazing that, you know, people would come to her aid like this. She wasn't expecting it. She doesn't believe it. She thinks it's too good to be true. I don't think she even realizes this is money that she could probably use. I'm sure she has to pay taxes. You got to give, you know, Washington at least a third of it probably. But, I know now she's in a higher tax bracket. You're right. You're right. What is it? 35%? Anyway, she only earns $15,000 a year as a bus monitor. She says today, it's a nice gesture, but I don't know if it's real or not. It sounds too good to be true. But this is amazing. When you see this, you realize that maybe there are good people on this earth. You know, I know many of us are shocked by that statement. But, I would also like to see this kind of rally when we have these kids that don't have access to certain healthcare or cancer, et cetera. I mean, I was very, very pleased with our country when it came to the Children's Miracle Network and various cities running radio funds. I was extremely pleased. And you know what I would recommend for all of you? Because I know it's difficult donating to charities. And I'll tell you how I do it. Because honestly, if I go by my budget, there would never be money for donations because you're always over budget. But try to have like a $5 a week little budget so that if something like this does come or a family member needs money, you got a little something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert writes, Dr. Dahlia, go to WikiHow to see how you can get out of jury duty. I don't want to get out of jury duty. I don't know. I think we all should do our civic duty. Thank you, though. All right, I guess WikiHow has, should I look that up? No. No, I don't want to look it up. I think, like I said, I would love to sit on a jury. I just would probably have a very difficult time because I still have two young children with the whole sequestering thing. You know, I mean, it's not like they know what's going on. Why can't they stay in the room with me? Would they be able to do that? I'm just worried about my babies. My husband, you know, he'd probably like the vacation away from me for a couple days. All right. So let's move on. Too much artificial light at night from gadgets and lamps could possibly be linked to cancer. The AMA is involved. Ooh, when the AMA gets is involved, you know, it's going to be tough here. The American Medical Association has just voted to accept the recommendations of a report that recognizes exposure to light from street lamps to TV screens can be linked to sleep disorders and possible cancer, obesity, chronic diseases, and diabetes. Cancer epidemiologist Professor Richard Stevens from the University of Connecticut said, "It is a recognition by a major health body, the American Medical Association. They are a big body. You know, you want to know somebody, the American Medical Association, they're big. Pretty big. That this is an emerging environmental issue that has a potentially large impact on health today. Based on an accumulation of evidence, this August body is now making the statement." August? What is that about that? "We take this seriously in the public should do." Well, why? What's going on here? Professor Stevens is credited with being the first to articulate the hypothesis that the increasing use of artificial light at night may be related to the high breast cancer risk in the industrialized world. Well, that's true. Well, you know, I could see that. Remember we discussed how women who work the graveyard shift are more prone to breast cancer? Because they don't get to sleep their whole, you know, they don't have their diurnal cycle. You know, we're not nocturnal, we're diurnal, if I pronounce that correctly. And we need to go to sleep at night and be up during the day. When you mess with that cycle, you could cause yourself to be more vulnerable. You could have less fighting capabilities when it comes to cells turning cancerous. So I get that. They say artificial light disrupts circadian rhythms. We're learning more and more about the specifics of what that means. Good. And, of course, melatonin plays a lot with that, too. With your hormone melatonin, all right? If you're suppressing it, if you're messing with your melatonin, all right, you could then be more vulnerable to cancer. We've already seen melatonin inhibit breast cancer in rats in certain studies. So they say changes in human physiology from artificial light, circadian disruption, and melatonin. So it's more of a secondary effect. It's not that the light is hitting you on your breasts or on your lungs or up in your colon, because I was going to say a colonoscopy has a light, and that's an artificial light. I mean, we're not using kerosene for that one. But sorry, just digressing here for a second here. It's that secondarily, the artificial light will mess up your sleep cycle. Well, see, I think computers mess up our sleep cycle. I always have to tell people, do not go on the computer before you go to bed, but that's what we all do. We check our mail, we check our Facebook, we check our Twitter, we update, then we tell everybody we're going to bed. You know, they actually had a study saying people are losing Facebook friends because they post too much. You know, when I first started Facebook, I did that too. I didn't know who was adding me as a friend, and I added them because I was like, okay, why not? And I just couldn't stand all their posts. And I know there was a way to read their posts or to hide their posts, I guess, but I was sick of it. So I guess those of you who are trying to keep your friends on Facebook, don't overpost. Nobody cares. You know, if you're going to bed, nobody cares if you just woke up. Nobody cares if you're sipping a cup of coffee. Now, if you do tell people you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, that does pique people's interest. So that, I think, is a very good status update if you want to use that. All right, so I guess the adoption of the AMA Council's report recommendations by the association could be more federal funding for studies and to the health impact of artificial light at night. Ah, that would be nice. Now, remember, 5 years ago, the World Health Organization declared night shift work as a possible carcinogen. That's creepy, isn't it? Doesn't that just bother you? That, you know, you think you could control your sleep. You know, you're like, look, I could do this. I'll wake up when I want to. And nature still wins. Nature always wins. You can force yourself, you could force your body to be skinny. You could force your, you know, by you know, with surgery, you could force yourself to sleep using sleeping pills. You could force yourself to stay awake at night. You think you have control, but you don't. There's a famous saying I always talk about, old European Yiddish saying, man dinks and God lakes, which means man works, God laughs. Meaning, you know, man will think he has it covered. He thinks he's in control, and God's up there laughing. Or you could extrapolate, nature's laughing. Nature always wins. Yeah, I was watching Deadliest Catch. I don't know if it was TiVo, so I don't know which episode it was, but it was where, the crab boats were surrounded by ice. And, you know, my kids are looking at this going, I don't understand. Why can't they just, you know, sail right through it or you know, crank their motors up and, you know, step on the gas? And no, I mean, a boat compared to, in conflict with ice and these oceans, nature always wins. And you need to appreciate that. And I hope scientists and researchers are appreciating that. Every time we tinker a little bit with nature, you know, I was on the Andy Dean show earlier in the week and, America Now with Andy Dean, and he was asking me about this research study where scientists are playing with mice and their aggression. And they were able to find a gene and find a mutation and manipulate it such that they were able to take the aggression out of mice. All right, so they were able to do that successfully. Now, I don't know if they want to expand this and utilize this with criminals later or use this as a form of psychotherapy. I don't know. But, again, I get a little nervous. You know, and I told you why I'm nervous. When we were prescribing estrogen for ladies in the 1990s, and I was told that if I didn't write the estrogen or recommend the estrogen, it would be malpractice by doctors training me, they said, this is the fountain of youth. Estrogen, it's making women feel better. It helps them look younger. It protects their heart. Even though I had found a study earlier saying, no, I think it causes heart disease. Everybody in the journal club group, all the doctors were telling me to shut up, say, no, that means nothing. It's only one study compared to hundreds. And I'm like, really? I think there's something wrong here. And then in 2002, what happened? In the Women's Health Initiative study, they had to stop the study because women are dying of heart attacks. Women were being afflicted with breast cancer. You know, I would love for us to find the fountain of youth. I would love it. But again, nature will bite you in the butt. Look at what's happening with these bone density scan drugs. These bone density medications like Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, these biphosphonates to help protect bone loss. Well, you know, they help millions of women. Many women have credited these drugs to protecting their bone mass and keeping it as strong as it possibly could at their certain decade and age. However, what's been happening? Possible jaw necrosis, possible femur fracture, abdominal issues, gastritis. So you see, every time we think we can nail aging, something seems to come about and, like I said, kick us in the butt. You know, I don't know what's going on with this autism. You know, I don't think autism is caused by vaccines. I've said that. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's something we're doing that we think we're doing. I don't know what it would be that all of a sudden is causing more and more of our children to be autistic. The number went from 1 in 110 children to 1 in 90, 91. And mark my words, in the next few years, it's going to probably even drop to more than that. 1 in 80, 1 in 70, 1 in 60. Why? Why? Is it because we're having babies when we're older? You know, we think we could put off child rearing. We think we have that control over nature and we could use fertility drugs. Is it? I don't know why, because we're having young women have autistic children too. So just, you know, keep in mind, whenever we come up with these really cool breakthroughs, you just wonder if there's going to be some negative energy on the backside. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a woman struck in the face with a baseball at a Little League game is actually suing the 11-year-old catcher who threw it for $150,000. $150,000. Elizabeth Lloyd is seeking more than $150,000 in damages, they say, to cover medical costs stemming from the incident at a Manchester Little League game 2 years ago. She's also seeking an undefined amount for pain and suffering. She was sitting at a picnic table near a fenced-in bullpen when she was hit with the ball. Catcher at the time was 11 years old, Matthew Migliaccio at the time, and was warming up a pitcher. The lawsuit filed April 24th alleges Migliaccio's errant throw was intentional and reckless, assaulted and battered Lloyd, and caused severe, painful, and permanent injuries. A second count alleges Migliaccio's actions were negligent and careless through, quote-unquote, engaging inappropriate physical and or sporting activity near Lloyd. She continues to suffer pain and anguish, incur medical expenses, and has been unable to carry out her duties. What happened to her? What happened to her face? I mean, did she have a face fracture? Did she go blind? What? I'm still reading this here. Lloyd's husband, in a third count, oh, we're not done, is suing for the loss of services, society, and consortium of his wife. What, does that mean she can't have sex with him, so he's suing? Does that what that means? Loss of services? What are they trying to tell us here? Anthony Pagano, a lawyer for the Migliaccios, says the lawsuit is frivolous and without merit. I agree. I just think that it's disgusting that you have people suing an 11-year-old kid for overthrowing his pitcher in the bullpen. It's horrible that this can actually happen and get this far. Yes, that these laws, you could sue for anything now. That's the problem with our system here. All right, the count alleging negligence and carelessness is covered by homeowners insurance, Pagano said, but the other counts are not. Little League has denied any coverage. Lloyd's lawyer was out of the office Friday and could not be reached for comments. Well, of course, he's probably embarrassed. You know, people are probably going to want to take, take away his license. I guess what blows my mind is, what are we teaching kids? We're teaching kids that if something bad happens to you, you don't face what happens, but you sue. I don't like that. I hear children talk. You know, I'll give talks to kids, and I'll say, okay, so, you know, what happens if, you know, this occurs? Oh, you sue. Like, for example, these cases where somebody gets herpes, and they sue the person that gave them herpes. Whatever happened to personal responsibility? Anyone? Whatever happened? I mean, you have unprotected sex with somebody. You're supposed to assume that they have some STD. I assume everybody has an STD until proven otherwise. I just do. I did in college. I did in middle school. I just assume that you glove it up. All right. And so when I see people sue other people, yeah, well, he had herpes and he didn't tell me. Yeah. They win. I mean, they win these cases. They do, because they can say, well, you know, he had a disease and he should have made it known to you. But what about the argument that you should always protect yourself? And some of these people may not have to disclose. I mean, for example, okay, what if somebody, let's say, has acne? And the acne, of course, has bacteria, and the bacteria could spread to you. He doesn't realize if it could be staph. He doesn't realize if it could be P. acne, another bacteria. All right. And he has sex with you, and he maybe kisses you on the face. You then get a little infection on your face. Are you able to sue him? Yeah, I mean, where does it stop? All right. If you're going to have sex with somebody and you don't plan on being monogamous with this person, and you and he or you and she have not been monogamous for a while, then you use protection. I just don't get it. How are the courts entertaining the idea of, all right, well, then you could sue him for him giving you herpes, or you could sue her? I don't get that. Now, I understand that with HIV, because HIV can kill. I can understand that with syphilis, somebody unknowingly, I mean, if you show you've asked. But, you know, if somebody doesn't ask, and then they later say, oh, I did ask, where's your personal response? You're having unprotected sex. Okay, the reason why we're taught not to have unprotected sex is because we'd be at risk for an STD. But no, people can sue, and they think they could get money. Just like the pilot, the JetBlue pilot that was running around the plane screaming about Al-Qaeda and a bomb. I know that was traumatic, but they're suing. And how much are they suing for? How much are they? And they'll probably win. You know, I thought lawsuits were supposed to be there to really protect people from somebody who was really, really screwed. All right? That's what I thought. All right? Now, I see your calls coming in. Unfortunately, I have a little bit of a communication error with Donovan. So, Donovan, just whisper in my ear when you need me to shut up and take some calls. Anyway, I want to talk about this lawsuit where parents are considering a lawsuit after the daughter loses the valedictorian spot. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, an Eagle Rock couple is considered filing a lawsuit against the Los Angeles Unified School District after their daughter, who had earned straight A's and had a 4.5 GPA, was denied the honor of valedictorian and had to settle for salutatorian. Alicia Marquez has been accepted to Ivy Leagues and is going to Stanford. She's going to Stanford in the fall. The 18-year-old is going to have an engineering internship at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and earned a scholarship through the Gates Millennium Scholarship Program. But according to Eagle Rock Patch, she had only a 4.5 weighted GPA after her first semester, which was one notch below Jasmine Fernandez, who managed a 4.55. So Fernandez became the valedictorian. Marquez had to settle for salutatorian. According to the mom, Carol, the second place finish means that her daughter has, quote unquote, sleepless nights. And essentially for nothing. She said it's flawed and it's wrong. Her hard work is not being recognized. She had straight A's. But if the other girl had a 4.55, she had 0.05 of a point more, then it goes to her. I mean, trust me, I know about this. I was fourth in my class, and then my folks moved my senior year, and I went to a much bigger school, and I was 11th. So I was not salutatorian. I was not valedictorian. Did I lose sleep? No. I mean, my gosh. My gosh, look at this girl. She gets to go to Stanford. She has a scholarship. She gets to do an engineering internship. When do people say, thank you, Lord, for what I have? Instead, what are they doing? They want to sue. They are considering suing the Los Angeles Unified School District for failing to award their daughter the honor of valedictorian. That is ridiculous. Again, what are we teaching these kids? Well, if you get 0.05 of a GPA point less, you'll be able to sue. What are we teaching our children? This is uncanny. And it's a shame because, first of all, I mean, I don't know why this girl is losing sleep. I mean, she gets to go to Stanford. I mean, I'm very proud of where I went. I love the schools that I went to. But, you know, to get into Stanford, that's pretty darn good. And the salutatorian versus valedictorian, it doesn't matter if you're already in. Yes, it would be cool that you could say on your resume. But I got to be honest, I really don't bring up my high school accomplishments. I did a lot in high school, but I don't really bring that up. I mean, college on, I do. Medical school on, I do. But, you know, it's not that big a deal. To cause all this turmoil, it's not that big a deal. This girl's going to get ulcers. She's going to be a type A. Probably have a heart attack. I hope not. No big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. It's okay. Just lay low. Let sleeping dogs lie. Take it easy. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.